you've been washed by the blood. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I told Brother Sam I really don't want to preach for him. It's he's quite the preacher, amen. I'm just I tell you, I wouldn't even preach if they didn't ask me, but here we are. You're stuck with me. The good news is, the bad news is, I'm not a great preacher, but the good news is I got the wisdom not to be long-winded. So, either way, it ain't going to last long. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and verse 10. Or actually, I think we'll start in verse 1. Amen. I really appreciate my brother-in-law and my sister. They're wonderful people. Amen. They love the Lord. And they have a burden for this church, amen. This is their life. This is their heart. I'm sure there's, I know there's been opportunities that Brother Sam could have maybe in somebody else's eye leave to a greener, bigger pasture. But amen, this is where his heart is. This is where his burden is. And he's put his life's work in here. And you people have backed him up and supported him. Some of you guys have been here for a long time, and a lot of you. And, amen, don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season, hallelujah, you're going to reap, amen. I believe that I've seen it when it was five, so, amen, we're a long way from five. Or was it two you had at one when you first started, two or three? Brother Mike, was you there at the very beginning? You come along a little later? Amen. I remember coming down, and they lived in that old trailer over there, and the church was about the size of the piano. The pulpit was like where the leg is. I mean, it was small. I'm telling you, it was a little church. Amen. Old Sam, he'd get up there and beat on the organ and sing his heart out. And Beth would beat on the piano and sing her heart out. And I remember we come down and I left. I was like, whew, well, good for them. You know, God bless them. Not a man of great faith. And so and then the next time I come back, they done knocked the wall out and had about 30 people. And boy, they were kicking holes in the walls and running wild. And well, it's getting better. So I come back a couple years later and they done bought this place and kicking the walls out. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. There's no telling what God can do with a man or woman if they really give all they have to Him. I really believe that. I've seen preachers that have all the talent in the world. They won't give their life to God. They just want, they survive on their talent, but you're blessed to have a great talented preacher that also has given his life to you. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I really love Brother Sam and Sister Beth, amen. Chapter number 6, 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, starting verse 4. I might skip around a little bit. It's most time when you read this passage, it's kind of a road map for ministers, but I'll take a little different turn on it, but just stick with me. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry not be blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience and afflictions, and necessities and distresses and stripes and imprisonments and tumults and labors and watchings and fastings by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown, yet well known. It's kind of confusing, I know. As dying, and behold, we live. Chastened and not killed. As sorrowful. Listen to this right here. It's what a Christian has to do sometimes. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Amen. What's that telling you? When your heart's broken, when you're down, you still need to keep that smile on your face. Amen. Amen. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. Amen. Reminded of that scripture, silver and gold have I none. Amen. Making you can be poor and still give great riches to this world as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Amen. If the Lord will help us, Brother Sam, would you pray over the message? I want to just preach a few minutes on the weight of the call. Go ahead and pray.
Oh, Jesus, would you help us tonight? Move in this service, God. Let someone get help and strength and encouragement out of this ministry. God, I ask you to help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. I found that there's many definitions of what a call of God on one's life is. Sometimes preachers think if you're called to preach that the only time you're to minister is when you have a microphone in your hand. Amen. We've all met those kind. I've found that some people think that if you're not a minister that you're not to minister at all. You're just to come to church and be a part of the church and let the preacher do all the work. Amen. There's a lot of different explanations and different definitions that people put on the call of God. Amen. The Bible says that the call of God is without repentance. Many are called, few are chosen. There's a lot. The Bible talks a lot about the call of God, but I really didn't come to preach to preachers tonight. I wanted to preach to the people in the pews. I want to talk about the call of the church. What the people in the pews, what your call is. Amen. I'm just a member in a church, so I'm preaching to myself. I'm not a pastor. But there is a joy to having a call of God on your life. There's nothing like the peace of waking up in the morning and know that God chose you out of the billions of people in this world and said, you know what? I chose you to be one of my true Christians. Do we believe we're the last church in the last day? Amen. God put us here as ambassadors to this world. But hallelujah, sometimes so many people in the church feel like the call of God is not necessarily all their job is to pay their tithes. I hope we believe in paying tithes. Amen. Read in the Old Testament if you need to tune up on that a little bit. But we believe in paying tithes. We believe in being faithful. We believe in being in our pew. Amen. But there's so much more to the call of God. When you become a Christian, you are absolutely immediately an ambassador to this world. Just let me lay a foundation here. I promise I'm not long-winded. When you become called to God, when you become a Christian, you are accepting His mantle. And His yoke is easy. But there is a yoke. Amen. He does lay out that it's not a heavy yoke. It's not an unbearable burden that you can bear. But God does put a yoke on us when we become one of His children. And that yoke is easy, but we have to do our job. There's many, many different calls. We've got calls. There's diversity in the call of God. Amen. There's singers. We got any singers here tonight? Amen. That's a call of God. You know that when your pastor says, will you come sing Sister Susie? And you come dragging up here and you don't know what key to sing in and you don't have a song and you really don't want to sing. Do you know that God gave you that gift? And that you are to nurture that gift just like you would if you was a preacher. Amen. How would you like it if Brother Sam got up here and opened his Bible up and said, well, now there's a scripture. Let's just try that one. I didn't really pray about it or practice or didn't write any notes, but let's see what Chronicles says. Amen. You wouldn't stay very long if you had a pastor like that. But you know what? Whatever your call is, it's just as important for you to be on top of your call. If you're a singer, be ready to sing. Hallelujah. If you're a testifier, have a testimony that's burning in your heart. Amen. Nothing kills a service more than someone getting up when the pastor says, first of all, trying to find somebody to attest. I'm just preaching to the church. Amen, my friends. And I haven't been here, so I don't know what y'all been doing. So if I shoot you, it wasn't on purpose. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, have you ever heard preachers? Well, praise God. Anybody got testimony? 50 people sit there and look at me. He's surely didn't talk to me. Yeah, you. The Bible says we're made overcomers by what? Amen. When the preacher calls you to testify, my God, don't get up and say, well, I tell you, I had a bad week. I had a flat tire and I lost my dog and my wife got mad at me and I might be losing my job, but I love the Lord. Sit down. You know what? We don't need to hear all that. Get up and give something good about God. If nothing else, you can say, oh, my hope is in Jesus and I've been washed by the blood and I'm happy in Jesus anyway. Hallelujah. We all can say something good about God no matter the adversity in our life. Simply, if nothing else, and I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the call. Hallelujah. Teachers, be ready. Hallelujah. Encourage your students. I used to have a Sunday school teacher, bless her heart. Whew. That was a horrible situation. I was glad to get out of that class. Amen. Don't do that. Praise God. Be on fire. I know I'm going through some light stuff here, but I believe there's a call to give. I believe there's absolutely, God blesses certain individuals. Some of us are more blessed than others. Amen. God's been good to me. And I absolutely have told God that if you continue to bless me And I've seen it happen so many times that men will become blessed and super blessed. And the more money they make, the tighter they get. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you was making $200 a week, it wasn't nothing to put $20 in the plate. And when you was making $500 a week, it wasn't too big of a deal to put $50 in the plate. That's 10%. I lived off that, so I'm good with those. Amen. My dad's a preacher. You know, but it seems like when you get up to $2,000 a week, that $200 just seems, well, you know, did I really make $2,000 this week? I need to cut. Maybe if I take my expenses and round it down, I'll just put $150 in the plate. You know what? God can take you back to $200 if that's where you want to live. And I've seen him do it. Amen. But there's absolutely a call. My God, if you've got $20,000 in the bank and somebody, some poor widow in your church needs a house payment that month, don't pray about it. Just go write a check. Hallelujah. God's blessed you for a reason, and we are to give. Hallelujah. This is how I was raised, and that's how I believe. I love to give to God's people. Praise the Lord. I believe there's people that are soul winners. I don't know if you ever met anybody that can just Brother Sam, I believe he could pull somebody off a subway and get them to give him a sub and pray about it. You know what I mean? Some people just have a gift of winning souls. And I think that soul winners, if you're truly saved, my goal in life since I got saved is every day, hallelujah, I try to run into somebody and have my ears pricked. And if I just see a little opening, amen, well, praise the Lord. Do you know the Lord? We were down at the fire conference, and I went to get some pizza. And that place was packed out, Brother Sam, and that guy was from Jamaica, and he was taking my order, and something pricked my heart. And I told that guy right there, I said, you know what? You're not too far from the kingdom. He looked at me, he said, you're right, brother. He knew exactly what I was talking. You never know. You never know. God has prepared people's heart. And when you, as a soul winner, I'm talking about the call of God, amen. It's not just being in the pew. You've got to be a soul winner out of these doors, amen. You know, you might be the only ambassador to your family. The only hope that your children's children may ever have is that if you hold the line and don't forget that God brought you out of a horrible pit and saved you out of all your trouble. If you don't forget that, then you will tell the people around you that, hey, there's a better way. That's what I'm talking about, the call tonight. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm starting to feel a little better. Sometimes in this walk, you're going to get burned. Amen. Had a man in my church that, good guy, just bad with money. And works, just can't seem to manage his money. That's all right. So I felt led to give him a car. So I gave him a car, little old Corolla, I don't know, probably worth $1,000, nothing special, just a car. So I gave him this car, and a couple months later, he was walking again, Brother Sam. So I asked his brother, I said, what happened to that car I gave him? Why's he walking again? Well, he got a title loan on it, and they come and got his car. Well, I never said anything to him, but that bothered me because he had a wife and a kid, and they didn't have anything to drive, and that irritated me. I'll just be honest with you, Brother Michael. I didn't say a word to him. I was like, my Lord, I'll give him his car. He needs a car. Now he can't get to work, and he works an hour down the road, and the little car got 30 miles to go. I was like, what's wrong with you? Well, a few months later, we were in church, and the Lord spoke to me, if he's ever spoke to me, and he said, you give him that van. I said, oh, God, I don't want to give him another car. And I passed it off, Brother Sam, and I didn't do it. Next night at church, you give him that van. Hallelujah. So I went to the office, brother, and I called his wife. I said, come over to the office. And I said, I wasn't even there. I told my manager, I said, you give her, and the van was, now that we stepped up quite a bit, this man was worth about $5,000. God was testing me. And I said, all right, I'll do it. And she come over there, and brother, I walked in after he had given her the van, and she was crying. I'll tell you what, Brother Michael, I'll tell you, Brother Sam, I wish I'd have given her two vans. Hallelujah. That little girl was praying that night, and when she was praying, she said, God, I want to thank Brother Nathan for blessing us with this van because we didn't have nothing to ride. You know what, brother? There's a call on me. He may have burned me a little bit, not intentionally, but that don't matter. When he needs another car, you just get out another title. Hallelujah. Because we're in this to
anything that we have is more important than winning a soul or blessing someone in trouble than we've missed the mark. Hallelujah. We've got to give, amen. I'm not trying to hound. I know y'all ain't a rich church. But oh, don't ever forget. Amen. There's more to giving than just cars and money. We got to give of ourselves. Oh, what a blessing you must be in this community to these homeless people. I'm sure that their preacher is Brother Sam. Amen. I'm sure they know who he is. You know why? Because there's a church that gets behind him, and they let him come in here when they're a little drunk, or they're not too clean, or they might bring in some things that we don't want in the church. You know why? Because Brother Sam wants to spread that gift of God to the homeless. Hallelujah. And you know what'll happen? I've never seen it fail. If you're reaching for the helpless, God will send you some good help to help with the helpless. Hallelujah. You gotta give all, but God will give it right back to you. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm getting way out of my notes. I'm just going to go with what I got here. But I just felt like preaching this tonight. I'm sorry. I promise I'm not a good preacher, but this is what I felt. I've seen some scars from the call of God as a preacher's kid. I've seen some wounds. I've seen some betrayals. I've seen some broken trust. Amen. It seems like my dad would pour his heart out into a family, and they would be the ones that would hurt him the worst. It never fails. Amen. But I've seen my dad, and Beth can attest to this, he would pour out all he had into someone, and they would turn around and just cut him deep, deep, Brother Mike. Just cut him. And he'd flare up a little bit, and he'd stomp around for a day or two, and then you know what? He'd walk out of that shed, Brother Sam. Hallelujah. And he'd fall, he'd disappear in that shed for a few hours, Beth, and he'd cry out to God. And you know what he'd do, Brother Sam? He'd go back to him and let him cut him again. Hallelujah. He realized that his physical feelings, that his emotional trauma was not as important as doing what God had called him to do. And sometimes you're going to give and going to get burnt. Sometimes you're going to pour your heart out and it's going to get stabbed. Sometimes you're going to lay it all on the line and you're going to feel like you did it in vain. But that's what the call is. Hallelujah. Jesus came to this earth to reach the lost. That's a great commission. And when he left this earth the first time, he went a bleeding, horrible wreck on the cross by the very people that he was trying to save. The children of Israel were wanting a Savior, wanting a Christ, wanting a Messiah. And what did they do, Brother Sam? They put him up on that cross and they stabbed him and they spit on him and they cut him and they killed him. Kind of a crass way of saying it, but that's the job, amen? That's the job. But you know, I've seen people that, especially preachers, and not Brother Sam, I'm not saying this about Brother Sam, but I've seen preachers that they get burned. And I've seen churches, this church is very rare. There's not a lot of churches that give of themselves like this church. Most churches are very, come to church 3 times a week, see you on Sunday morning, amen. They don't get involved in making salsa, and they don't have yard sales, and they don't pick up homeless people. I'm telling you, that's rare. Very rare. And what happens in a church like this is the devil hates this church more than he hates any other church that don't have an outreach. So he's going to send in people to cause division. Amen. And I don't know that there's anybody that's... I don't know anything. I'm just telling you what the Lord's putting in my ear. I'm just putting it out there. But I've seen it happen where churches get so burnt that they get gun-shy. Amen. Somebody will come in. And you know what? Not everybody that comes in that door has got evil intentions. But you'll get burnt so many times, Sister Bobby, that you'll get gun-shy. And you'll begin to doubt. And you're like, well, should we really lay it all out for these people? Should we get them a night in a motel? Should we give them $20? Are they going to buy drugs with it? You know what? They might, but that doesn't matter. You've still got to do what God tells you to do. Hallelujah. I can't tell you the times I've seen an old stinking burping drunk come up to the altar, and my dad would wrap his arms around that drunk like he was a town banker and weep on his shoulder. You know why? Because he realized that the soul of the drunk was just as valuable as the soul in the bank office. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the car. sinful man. This world is rough on you. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not preaching too long. I'm almost done. But this church, oh, what a beacon you are. Amen. All across this town, I bet you if I rode around for a few hours, I could find 50 people that knew what this church was. I bet there's not a family in this community that hasn't been affected by something that this church has done in that homeless center. Do you realize that everybody in that homeless shelter has family? And that family has tried to help them people until they're beyond help and they're hopeless. And now you're trying to help them, and that encourages that family. And they remember that. And when they're in trouble, you know who they're going to call? They're not going to call the archdiocese. I cease down at the Catholic Church. They're going to say, hey, who's the guy who dug that guy out of the homeless shelter? Hallelujah. Brother Sam, that's who I want to call. Hallelujah. Because he's doing God's work. Jesus didn't spend all his time with the rich and the famous. Oh, God, he said foxes have holes and a bird has nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Oh, it may be hard. It may be lonely. You may be all alone, but that don't change. Take away from the call of God. We're all called.
Bless us, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
I do have a plan and a purpose for every single I've said, Lord. I have called you. I have placed a call upon your life. You're called of me into your field, saith the Lord. Work for me. Put your all into it, saith the Lord. I've laid my call upon you to do what only you can do. No one else can do your job, saith the Lord. It's your call. It's your purpose, saith God. And for you to do this, hallelujah.
Oh, let's just reverence the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God's looking for someone to answer their call. Hallelujah. Brother, I don't know what you do in life, but you know what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord. There's a man named Mike, Big Mike Shockey. He's a car dealer. Hard, hard man. Nasty, nasty individual. Some reason he took a liking to me. And I'm in the car business. And he took a liking to me, but I went to an auction that he goes to, and I've never been there before. I'm just give me a second. I went to this auction, and when I showed up that auction, Brother Mike, he, in his mind, he felt like it was an auction, a public auction. He felt like I was encroaching on his territory. And he met me at the gate and began to curse me, told me I claimed to be a Christian, but he didn't curse this, and he didn't curse that, and I wouldn't curse this, and I wouldn't curse that. I mean, he talked to me like a dog. Worse than I've ever been talked to in my life. So I left. And, you know, I was upset. I didn't say anything to him. I just stood there and took it. And I left. And I was upset. About a week later, brother, the Lord started dealing with me again. He'd call Big Mike. I called him up. He said, "What the blank are you calling me for?" That's what he said. I said, "Oh, just seeing how you was doing. Why would you call me? We're done." I said, "We'll see about that." I said, "I'm pretty persistent, amen." I began to call him every day. His wife picked up the phone one time, Brother Sam. She said, "Nathan, why do you talk to him after what he did to you?" I said, "Sis, I said, I'm a Christian. I said, if I claim to be a Christian, I said, I can't just give up because he did me wrong one time. How many times was Jesus done wrong?" She said, "You're unbelievable, Nathan." After a while, he started to warm up to him, begin to thaw out. One Sunday morning, Brother Sam, I got a phone call. He said, "My boy died last night, overdosed on drugs." You know the first person he called? As far as I know, it was me. I was the only light, a millionaire, multimillionaire. Not one real friend in this world. He calls me Brother Nathan. He calls me the Christian boy or the preacher boy. I said, that's all right. Hallelujah. Hey, he's at my lot on Saturday buying some old cars out back with his wife. And she said again, she said, I don't know why you put up with him. I tell you why. Because when I was in sin, there were some people that prayed for me. Hallelujah. When I was unlovable, there were some good people that loved me. When I was beyond the reach of God's hand in my mind, there were some people that said he ain't gone too far. Hallelujah. As long as you're standing between God and man and you're saying, let me work with them a little more. Let me put my call on them a little more. If you're a singer, let me sing to them one more time. If you're a testifier, let me testify to them one more time. You never know what God can do. You never know who God can turn around. God turned you around, didn't he? God turned me around, and I was of all men most miserable. Well, let me tell you what. You keep doing what God called you to do. You keep going where God says to go. And after a while, if you sow, you're going to reap the harvest. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Amen. I know, Sister Bobby, there's probably one thing that dominates your prayers and your mind. But I promise you this. There's more people out there that you can reach. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Every day you stand for God. As another day, the world is like, I can't believe she's still going. Oh, God. Let's all come and pray tonight. Amen. I just would like you to pray. If God's put a call on your life, whatever your call is, that, Lord, I haven't been doing all I need to do. I've been letting Brother Sam do all the work. If you have, amen. Maybe you just need to dig a little harder and go a little further. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And just remember, the blessing of the call.